Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big party show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big party show. Big party show. Big party show.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Happy December 1st.
Yeah, so I was telling Party, walking in through our parking garage, we're in Exarban, there's birds chirping. Like, tweet, 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 tweet. Like,
happy
just
spring.
I thought it's December 1st.
They're happy, too.
It's going to be 67 and 70 tomorrow.
Yes.
So, but they're hosed in 3 weeks when they're all yelling at each other.
Like, why didn't we move to Florida?
You said it was going to stay like this the whole time.
Don't they just have an internal clock that tells them to go south? I didn't know that they'd check the weather.
I think their internal clock is the weather, meaning they feel that cold and that pressure coming or whatever, and that pushes them away. And
they think it's September?
Yeah, they think it's September right now. When they're
like, I'm all off. I don't even know what is what.
We're going to have a bunch of frozen birds on power lines in about 3 weeks. So,
are they pigeons, though?
No, those aren't the pigeons. The pigeons are, I'm hating them even more.
Yeah, they're such jerks. They poop on everything, and then they make these horrible nests. They're so loud when they roost. We got one over by our house. They roosted up by our rain gutter.
Okay.
That's what's weird.
Like, really?
So in our parking garage, most mornings you hear the pigeons, and they've got that distinct sound.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Around, like,
it's creepy.
It is.
This was sweet bird chirp.
Oh, like a little love pigeon.
Not
a love pigeon,
but that pigeon poop, man, that just does not come off your windshield.
My car is they're using it as a commode. And I don't even know how. It's not like there's anything above them to sit on. It's like maybe they're just sitting on the car going, I'm going to use the restroom on this thing.
Maybe they heard the show. Because it just started. We've been here for a month. It's like they didn't know who we were.
And then now they heard the show. Like, they're like, these guys are terrible.
This is awful.
All right, we got what's trending coming up in a few minutes with Molly. What's up, dear?
Federal Trade Commission is shaking down Walmart and a bunch of other retailers. Where's all the stuff? We'll tell you about that.
Anyway, it is.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
This is what's trending
on the Big Party Morning Show.
Federal Trade Commission wants answers. They issued a bunch of requests to big companies to find out what's causing serious and ongoing supply chain issues. Basically, they're like, do you know where this stuff is? Are you doing this to make it harder for people to get things so you can charge more prices? So they're ordering Walmart, Amazon, Kroger, and a bunch of other people like Tyson Foods, Kraft Heinz, all those, to turn over information to help study causes of empty shelves and high prices. And basically, they want the company's detail to us what is causing all of this problem. Like, is this real or is this manufactured?
Well, we see the boats sitting out there in the harbor off of the coast of California, like...
Yes.
One of the other infrastructure problems, we don't have enough, like, we needed more ports.
Yeah, we
need
more ports.
They're breaking down, like, how much China spends on building ports, and it's like, God, what was the thing they broke down? Like, they were spending more on one port than we spend on all of ours.
Okay. Wow. Really? Wow.
That's why we need the booty judge.
Ooh.
Remember Pete?
Yeah. Peter Mr. Infrastructure. Judge.
He's Mr. Infrastructure now. He's got that giant check, man. So that guy's whip smart.
Yeah, we need something for
gotta
sure.
Got to start listening to him. But, you know, that's going to take a while. They ain't going to fix it for this Christmas.
No. A lot of those ports need to be on the West Coast because a lot of the stuff we're getting is from China.
Also, the trucking. The trucking is an issue, too. We get a lot of our produce and stuff from Mexico. And you know, if there's a storm, guess what's not coming? The produce. So,
we sound like politicians.
You guys, it's not my fault. It's the trucks.
A friend of mine said they had already got all of his Christmas shopping done.
Oh, really?
This was yesterday. Wow. Like, dude, it's not even December. That was giving me hives.
Yeah.
Well, but I feel like this is a great year to use the supply chain as cover.
Absolutely.
For people like me who are terrible at getting gifts.
I got nothing. It'll be here soon.
This is the year to really embrace the idea of experiences.
And homemade presents. Gifts. Remember
when
you'd give your parents a construction paper of coupons made that says free hugs.
Yeah. I think the thing that I miss most and really dates us is the fact that there was a time when you would go to like day camp and they'd be like, let's make ashtrays for your parents, where you would sit there out of clay and you would make ashtrays and you would, you know, give them to your parents so they could use them. Like, hey, I love you.
But they still have them, though. I mean, they hold on to those things forever.
Yes. Now it's all about the mug. I've got like 17 mugs that are completely non-functional that are gifts from my children at varying points.
I haven't seen an ashtray in forever.
Oh, I know.
I just see the, Wedding has some from her kids. I don't know, maybe those weren't ashtrays. They look like ashtrays to me, but maybe there was something
like the old school ones that eventually are used as a murder weapon.
Yeah. Like the
you club someone with.
God, I should remember when you can smoke in my building's work offices. I'd go up and visit my father. He was an insurance company, and it was right over here in this big building, and I'd get up there, and there would be a pile of cigarette butts. No open windows.
There you go, guys. There's your Christmas gift. A box of smokes, like it's prison Christmas.
Bunch of ramen noodles and a box of smokes.
Oh,
love you guys.
A carton of Camels.
Well, for parents, 3 out of 4 say that finding the right gift for their kids this holiday season could qualify as an Olympic sport. And I would agree. School age children, they did a survey of parents, and they said 76% agree that finding the perfect gift is one of the most stressful parts of the holidays.
Well, why does it have to be the perfect gift? I mean, I feel like these parents love their kids, but they just go so above and beyond. Like, if the kid wants a helicopter, they think, all right, let's figure out how to get him a helicopter.
You want a pony, they get him a pony. Yeah. It's
what about the gift of no?
Yes.
I mean,
the gift of no. We've got the gift of no going on right now. My son made up his Christmas list.
Really?
And top of the list is a solid no.
Like, what is it, though?
He wants a laptop.
Okay.
And I'm like, I bet you do. We have one. You can use mine. And he's like, I mean,
it sounds cold, but it's you're giving them perspective, right?
Yes.
If they get everything they want, then it's like gifts aren't as fun.
Yeah. They're not. There's a lot of things that aren't as fun. I mean, let me give you an example here. All right, so when Wiley and I first got together, she has a 12-year-old boy. He was in elementary school, or middle school, better yet. Anyway, we had leftovers, and he took leftovers to school, and as he was eating his lunch from the night before, the kid goes across the table, goes, "Is that a steak?" And he goes, "Yes." And the kid goes, "You must be rich." And I'm like, oh, my God, I should have just packed a sandwich.
Eating steak at lunch is pretty slick.
I know.
He had salt and pepper shakers, little crystal salt and pepper shakers. What?
Well, yeah, no. I was giving him too much. I mean,
cloth,
like,
napkin.
You can't do that.
That's a really funny. The comedian Sebastian Maniscalco's got that bit that he says when he was a kid, his parents sent him to school every day with a full-on nice lunch.
Italian lunch
that had to be kept in the teacher's lounge.
Because it had to be refrigerated. His mom wanted to know if they had coffee.
Coffee?
Exactly, because for his biscotti for dessert.
Oh, man.
So she had to set him with a thermos of coffee. I was like, oh, that's fantastic.
I mean, steak at lunch?
I know. I didn't know what to think. I mean,
for the record, people, full disclosure, his mom works for Omaha Steaks.
Yeah.
Right.
There's got to be some perks.
Yeah, there's perks. It's called steak at lunch. Hell, it's steak at breakfast.
It's just a tricky time. I mean, as a parent, it's so hard to thread the needle of what, because you go back and you tap into your own Christmas joy / disappointments. You know, the years that you really held out hope for a gift and it didn't show up under the tree for whatever reason. Or sometimes when you did get it and the pop you got from getting that one thing that you really wanted. And as a parent, like, you want to be on the receiving end of that amazing feeling. I mean, that is just as much as a rush for the kids as it is for mom and dad of watching them being like, yes,
my
nailed it.
My current Facebook profile picture right now, I forgot, it's still there, is that gift. I asked for armor.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
1 year. That's what you're talking about, yeah.
Knights and armor.
And that was the gift they gave you? I thought that was just a
float. And I remember when I opened my presents, they didn't give it to me right away because my parents like to be pranksters. Sure. And I remember being furious.
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 I was furious.
And I was like, I asked for one thing. That's all I asked for. I've been asking for it all year long. And I threw a giant tantrum. And then they were like, all right, you baby, it's in the closet.
Oh.
We're just having fun. And that's the armor.
This is the picture. It's so cute.
It's you in it.
They couldn't find it. I already had the shield. Clearly, they didn't find the sword.
No, because you've got like a lightsaber or something. Or a
red stick.
Yardstick.
That's the happiest gift. Like, that's the happiest Christmas gift I ever got.
That is nice. I mean, that is super nice.
We'll post it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the thing. Like, it's not always about the most expensive gift. And that is the whole thing. As a parent, it's like, what's the thing on this list that's not necessarily like the most expensive, but just the most coveted, you know, that trigger. Like, that armor wasn't the most expensive gift your parents could have given you, you know, but at the same time, it, like, that was the one you were holding out for.
Also wasn't a PlayStation 5.
Right.
Or a laptop.
It was gettable.
Yep. Yep.
Yes.
So you try and pair your kid up with something that they can, that's attainable.
Yeah. I mean, I'm also in this tough spot. My kids, they have holiday birthdays. So it's also this balance of, like, you know, normally if you've got a kid whose birthday's in, you know, June or even September, like, it's, you've got some time, like, you've spaced it out. My son's birthday's 2 days after Christmas.
Okay.
So it's really like, ugh, I got to figure out Christmas and birthday, like, right now.
Yeah,
so
it's a lot.
It's, but you know, finding that perfect holiday gift, that's a big part of the holidays. And the Blue Devils are suffering their first loss of the season. This was a crazy upset last night in college basketball. Ohio State beat Duke.
Yeah. Which was nuts because, like, me and Party went to the UNO game last night and got home, and I turned on the TV was already on ESPN, and it was halftime. And the funny point was that Duke was up by like 16 and they had called a timeout with a second left in the first half.
Yeah, I don't understand.
The announcers
that.
Were kind of making fun of him, like, dude,
why would you even,
like, don't spike the football? You're beating them badly. So I was shocked to see Ohio State came back. I guess Duke went cold and Ohio State just started pouring in threes.
Yeah, but when you're calling a timeout with, I mean,
it was 0.1 second.
Oh.
I wouldn't know why you would do that.
I think he wanted to yell at his guys or something.
Yeah. That game last night was fun, by the way, at UNO. I need to go to more of those games.
And that was
Edwardsville won.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
And it was a similar game. Like, at halftime, they were killing them by nearly, 30?
It was, about 30 points, yeah. And then they came back. And I was like, wow, this is going to be another repeat of the Creighton Southern Illinois game. But, yeah, they end up winning. So, yeah, congratulations to those guys.
So they're going to host Eastern Washington on Saturday. The Mavs will, back at the Baxter. And the Creighton Blue Jays won last night.
Yay.
And they're going to take on Iowa State at home on Saturday. So there'll be two
That'll be a good one.
Home games, yeah, this Saturday. And SpaceX is warning people that if they don't get going on those engines, they could be facing bankruptcy. This is a fun email to get back to after the holidays. Employees were alerted the day after Thanksgiving that the production crisis is much worse than it seems. I guess Elon Musk says that bankruptcy is a real possibility if they don't speed up progress on the engines for their next generation Starship rocket.
Who says that out loud? Don't you say that in a boardroom?
Yes. Think so. I don't know.
He put it on blast on an email. Like, hey, welcome back from Thanksgiving. By the way, we're almost all out of a job. Bankruptcy. They're like, aren't you the richest guy on the planet?
I guess those rocket engines aren't cheap.
No, they're not. And they take a lot for each each thing. It's the round thing type things that go up.
This is the rocket that's being built to go to Mars.
Yeah.
The moon and Mars and everything. This is the real ambitious
one. It just says
one.
A lot how much it cost. I mean, it cost a lot.
Isn't that bold, though, that we think that it's just like, oh, pie in the sky. Maybe they'll go to Mars. I mean, those guys are convinced. They're like,
they are 100% convinced they're going.
There will be a man on Mars.
Yeah. All right, 938-9400. That's into the show you want to jump in. Also, again, hit up our Facebook page, Big Party Morning Show. Check out Jeff's Armor. It's pretty cool. We'll be back. Stay with me.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
What kind of birds did you have as a child, Jeff, when the ones that were your mom? Are those turtle doves?
Aren't they lovebirds?
Lovebirds.
We had lovebirds, but first we had a canary.
Okay.
So we had a canary, a yellow canary, and then, yeah, lovebirds are pretty sweet. But you're supposed to get... I think you're supposed to get the two.
Yes, the two.
We always only had the one.
Okay. That's,
so it was lonely?
Oh, I think it was lonely. But you could put your hand in the cage.
Uh-huh.
And it would jump on your hand. And we could take it outside.
And it wouldn't fly away?
And it wouldn't fly away. Because I think they snip its wings.
Oh, they clip them. Oh. Okay. Well, it's we just got a call from the oldest, Colin. He's 24. When he was, I think he was like 6 or 7, he convinced his mom to buy... two of them for his grandmother.
Oh.
Right? Well, one of them lasted, I don't know, maybe 4 years or something like that. The other one just died.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. They live forever. They're like turtles.
They do live forever? I thought it was a 4 or 5 year thing.
Birds are like one of those things where it's like you got to gift them to somebody. They will live a really long, like parrots and stuff like that.
It seems like 18 years old.
And remember, 10 to 15 years. Remember, you should never gift pets.
No, you shouldn't.
Unless they asked for it.
Yes. Right. Otherwise.
That would be good for my dad to know.
Why? Would you want to gift your kids something or what?
Oh, my dad and his sister, my aunt Marg, are infamous for gifting each other pets. And it's like an arms race between the two of them. Like growing up, the first cat I ever got was because my aunt Marg's like, surprise, here's a kitty. My parents are like, for real? They're like, you need a pet. And then my dad gave them a dog, and then like she gave us another cat, and then there was like a point where he gave them, I can't remember, a pony or something like it escalated. Like it got to the point where my aunt lives out in the Sand Hills, out in Mullen, Nebraska. And so they've got a lot of, you know, land and things like that. So for them, pets are no big deal. But for us living in Dundee in the city, it was like, let's just pump the brakes on how many pets we can. I mean, at one point, we had like a zoo. My sister had hamsters and chameleons. We had a dog, two cats.
Yeah, we had chameleons when I was a kid. We never had a hamster. We had gerbils. We had two gerbils, and we had chameleons were pretty kick-ass because they really would change color.
They do.
Yeah,
and their tail falls off.
Their tail
which
falls
is so
off.
Creepy.
Yep.
Very creepy. Well, we were just laughing about the hamster over the holiday weekend because my mom was talking about how she took it to the vet. And we're all like, you took the hamster? She's like, it was like $75. I was like, that's when the hamster has an accident. And you don't, I mean, $75? Because they had bought the hamster thinking that it was a boy hamster and it was acting strangely. And then like 2 days later, surprise, it's not a boy, it's a girl. And here's 6 new hamsters. So we had like this whole hamster explosion in our house.
You're kidding me.
But I was laughing because I was like, only my sweet mother would like find a vet that would, $75 to check out a hamster. I mean, that would have been.
I didn't know vets did that.
No, neither did I. They have like small animal ones. But you'll see it on the posters where they'll be like, there's turtles and birds and gerbils. And I'm like, yeah, but none of those actually really get taken to a vet, do they?
I don't know.
We wanted turtles when we were kids. But I don't know what happened. Remember, there was a legend when we were little that somebody swallowed a turtle.
Yeah.
Oh.
That it was a choking hazard.
Yeah, a choking hazard. Those little turtles, because they were little. And what dummy would put their turtle in their mouth?
I don't know why.
I do remember that there was an issue with turtles because people were painting their shells, and that's how they breathe.
They breathe like through their shells?
Yeah, they do.
I'm learning a lot today.
No, I mean, like, they breathe through their noses, but, like, their shells are porous. Like, they use that as a way, and so they'll get really sick if they, you know, because basically when you paint it, you're sealing the shell, and it would get all these turtles really sick because they need it to, you know, like take in water or do whatever. I mean, when I say breathe, I mean, I think it's like part of their...
How do you tell if a turtle's sick, he's acting slower?
I know. $75 or, later, Jeff, you can find out. My mom would have been the sweet woman sitting in a lobby with a turtle in a shoebox.
Oh,
what's
man.
Wrong with it?
Well, fish seems safe, right?
Fish
are the best kid gift.
That would probably be a good one. You learn a lot, and that's what you got to do, right? You got to teach them responsibility. Otherwise, you're going to be taking it on yourself the whole time. All right, 938-9400. Also, big part of show, channel94.com. Any questions about diaper drive, we'll take them. You can also go to channel94.com. We've got what's trending with the stars next. It's called The Tea. What's up, Molly?
Billie Eilish. She does an interview every year at the same time for 5 years, and she's done, this is her fifth year doing
it. All right, cool. I like them all, so we'll check that out. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Time to spill the tea
on the Big Party Morning Show.
Billie Eilish. So she has gone through a lot of transformation since she first got on the scene, and she did a cool thing where she captures it with Vanity Fair. Every year in October, the last five, she sat down with a camera and some questions and answered the same questions.
Same frame.
Yes.
They frame it up so it's you see the time progression, which all you parents should do with your kids.
I agree with you. I agree. It's a good thing. It's a,
you know, just you write up 10 questions and then stick with them and see where they're at.
Here she is right here. They ask about how many followers she had. And this is from year one to year five. This is Billie Eilish.
I have 257,000.
I have 6.3 million.
40.7 million.
67.5 million.
I have 94.1 million followers.
The most followed person that follows me is Chloe Grace Moretz.
Katy Perry, maybe.
Justin Bieber.
Ariana Grande.
Kylie Jenner. 275 million. It's way too many followers, girl.
That's funny that at one point, the most famous person that followed her was Chloe Moretz Grace.
Yes. I know.
Who we interviewed and you creeped her out.
Yeah, I know. That's what I do.
You asked her who she was dating and she goes, I'm 16, so that's none of your business.
I'm awkward.
Who did I ask how much money did he make? That was a Canadian guy.
Oh, that sweet guy. No, not Hawkeye. It was
the nerd guy.
The nerd guy. Bechamel. Okay. Not Bechamel. Anyway, it'll come to me.
But you did it to Jeremy Renner, too.
Yeah,
did you?
How much did he make?
I said, how much money do you have?
Yeah. Like in the bank.
And he's like, yeah, I'm a private person. I'm not going to.
And Jeremy Renner is really private. Like, won't say, like, he had kids and nobody knew. I mean, talk about a guy. So he's certainly not going to be like, I have exactly X amount of dollars in the bank.
Maybe that should be me. My questions from now on. Just ask. So do you have any kids that you're not telling us about?
Yes. I've just been waiting for someone to ask exactly like that to finally spill it all. Kevin Hart, speaking of money, wants to be a billionaire, but it's not about the money. He said it's about the title of a billionaire.
It's not about the money. It's about the title of a billionaire, right? Like, what does that mean? How did you get there? The point is about the other black kids that are told that so much isn't possible. Well, you get to see that it is possible. And also, you get to have a real eyesight of someone that did it that can talk to you in a way that you understand that you know. Going back, having conversations, giving information, providing opportunities, it's the bigger side of what that means, right? Like, you're no longer for self, you're for other people.
That's the title, right?
He's been busy. I mean, he's seriously the hardest working man in Hollywood.
Oh, so yes, he is.
He's 42. He says he wants to be a billionaire by the time he hits 45. And honestly, he doesn't say no to any project.
I think it's kind of gross, though.
You know?
I know people that are like
it's tacky. I want to be a billionaire.
You know, it's just...
got to have life goals. His is billionaire.
I mean, I know he's a hard worker. I'm not saying he doesn't earn it, but just go do it. Just say it.
I know.
A billion?
I know. It's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot. And there's a lot of them.
You want to be hanging out in your spaceship? Is he going to be another guy up in his space capsule where we're all down here?
I guess he could be. I remember when he was up and coming and he had his first CD out. Remember that? CDs? Well, he was at that Target way out there in Western West Omaha on Maple, and he did a video in which he was just buying all his discs and asking people, are you familiar with this guy? And it was him. That was in his beginning.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen when he's a billionaire.
No.
What do you have in common with your audience?
Nothing, because no one else is billionaires.
Yeah.
Adele is going to be doing a Las Vegas residency. She made the announcement yesterday. It'll be at Caesar's Palace in the new year. It's called Weekends with Adele. And so it'll be on Fridays and Saturdays from January 21st through April 16th.
When did tickets go on sale?
I don't know.
That's going to be fun seeing, you know, the fans show up for Vegas.
Yeah.
It's Weekend with Adele. I mean, that's, so she's got the bug, man. She wants to perform these great new songs.
Yes. And you know, the thing about it is that I think she loves performing in front of live audiences. I just think she had a lot of anxiety around touring, which takes a lot of energy and, you know, it takes a lot of stamina. Something like this is great. She's a mom. She's got a small kid. You can do a Vegas residency and be home by 10 o'clock.
Log on to Ticketmaster. Get in line. 6 days, 5 hours, 8 minutes.
Ooh. Oh, gosh. That's coming. How much?
When was the last time you guys did that? It's not showing. I mean, it'll pop up and it'll.
Yeah, I mean, the last time I did this.
You've gotten the Ticketmaster line.
Yes, it was a Pearl Jam. I remember. It was a Pearl Jam. I had every stinking thing around me, all computers, studio computers, laptops. Never got them.
No.
Just
the box.
Waiting in line. That's all I did. All right, we got what's trending coming up here in a few minutes.
End of the year lists are starting to roll in, and the most popular pet names of 2021. There are some really funny ones on there. We'll land on it next.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Party Morning Show.
The last year or so have been seeing a lot of pet adoptions. People at home looking for a little companionship. And with it comes a surge of interesting pet names. This year, you may be running into a pet named Fauci or Zoom at the dog park. Another big one was Grogu. The little baby Yoda. That was like one of the hot names for dogs this year.
Who would want to say Zoom all the time?
Hey, Zoom.
I don't know.
I know.
Zoom, Zoom, Zoom. I don't like Zoom, but Fauci I thought was, you know, like.
Don't you have to have a dip, what do you call it, a diphthong? You got to have the high low.
I thought we
like
started.
Rusty, and the dog hears the E.
I always think the E is, yeah.
I don't think you can go Zoom. I think the dog would go what?
Yeah, because I guess we have Tequila, Remy. Simon.
Like Zoomy. You'd have to call him Zoomy.
Yeah, Zoomy.
Right.
Fauci would work well.
Fauci. There were a lot of dogs. Many alcohol-inspired dog names were trending in 2021. So you were basically a trendsetter party in addition to the names that you chose, you know, Remy and Tequila. There was Port, Mai Tai, and Pims. I guess dog names like Wine, Gimlet, Bex, and Truly are all trending down. I guess there was not a big call for White Claw either.
Really?
Our sweet Annie who works here, she just lost her cat, Bex.
I saw that, yeah.
That she named after David Beckham.
Okay, all right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a little kitty cat.
Oh, buddy. They do choose celebrity names. Like, apparently Taylor Swift in the past has been a big one. But this year, Britney was a big one. And Chadwick Boseman. A lot of people were naming cats Chadwick and a lot of dogs Boseman in order to, you know, pay homage to the late actor. And dog owners are more likely to choose marijuana-inspired names than cat owners. I was like, really?
Like what? Like Maui Wowie?
Mary Jane.
Okay.
Doobie. Ganja. Dank. Blaze.
Dank.
I know. I was like, dank? What are we all in college? I did know a guy in college who had a chocolate lab that was named Jägermeister. And I was like, well, that is unfortunate. They should take this.
But the most consistent thing is dog names. Never fails on the list. Molly.
Yes. Always, Jeff.
Where are you at?
Always. I have to look and see where I'm at this year.
It's in the top 10.
All right.
I didn't know exactly where it was on the list, but it is actually number 10. Max is the top dog name for boys. Bella for girls. Bella's been the one for a long time. Bella, Luna, Lucy, Daisy, Zoe. And for boys, Max, Charlie, Cooper, Buddy, Milo.
Milo.
According to this horribly inaccurate study, I want to meet the person who did the research.
It's one guy.
I researched dog and cat names and fish names.
It's that person that has way too much animal hair on her sweater.
Exactly. Or what we call cat glitter.
Or sad.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a new wildlife rehab center in Omaha. This one could be one of the best care facilities in the country. Baldwin Wildlife Center and Hubbard Family Wildlife Hospital is new. It's the new home of Nebraska Wildlife Rehab, which I've heard of, you know, like if you find a fox or, you know, lion or whatever, you go ahead and turn to these guys and they'll help you out. But they just opened a brand new research and hospital center. 2 years of construction. It's out on 97th and M Street.
Now, can you rent the animals for like birthday parties?
Sadly, no. This is more of like a rehab than an entertainment mecca.
So these are like animals that have a drug problem?
I think so.
One of them is a black rat snake discovered snarled in plastic landscaping netting. And he is enjoying laser treatments that will heal the wounds faster. I was like, wow. I mean, these animals are getting like top-notch, best in the world care, and it's happening right here in Omaha.
Can you take hamsters there?
I think you can. I mean, well, it's wildlife, so maybe not. Okay. It's wildlife hospital, so I think it's stuff like you find, like, I found an opossum, and its tail was all screwed up, and they're like, perfect, bring them on out.
You know what's disturbing is in our parking garage here in Exarban, where we're at, there's a splatter of blood with feathers.
No, it was a pigeon.
It's a pigeon. Yeah, an ex-pigeon was there. But it's like spread out like he did a crash landing.
I see it every day. I saw skunks running around. I mean, he probably got grabbed by a predator. I mean, yeah. There's skunks running around out there or a cat or something. You know, pigeons aren't very smart.
No.
They're not.
You can get the jump on them pretty quickly.
Yeah, I guess you're right. The jump on them.
They're just the worst.
They really are.
I really, really have a problem with pigeons. Like, I am, you know that I am an animal lover, and pigeons are the one where I'm like, ugh. Just, ugh.
Yeah, like, we heard the birds chirping this morning. That was sweet.
Yeah.
Those were birds.
Mm-hmm.
The pigeons go, they're gross.
Big, fat.
You hear them make their noise, like, as we walk out to our cars, and then they either hide on top of cars or below them. And so when you walk up on them, you'll be really close when they go, and they'll run like 2 feet away from you.
Oh yeah, they don't.
They don't care. They won't take flight because they're so fat and lazy. They have zero sense of survival. They'll just run.
Man,
you're like,
just...
do you want to fly? Maybe flying. God gave you wings so like you could get away from predators. They're like, weeble wobble.
Animal news.
In other animal news. No, so Thanksgiving travel was way up this year. It doubled from last year.
TSA said
about 2.4 million people were screened on Sunday. That's, you know, people may go fly out on Tuesday or Wednesday. Some people even fly out on Thanksgiving. But the day that everybody needs to pretty much be home is Sunday. And that's always the one where rubber hits the road. So the record was set in 2019. With nearly 3 million passengers traveling on that Sunday following the holiday. So we were almost back to those pre-pandemic levels.
And you had family travel in, right?
Yeah, but they drove.
Okay.
And I mean, thankfully it was really nice. I mean, some years you really got to keep an eye out. But this year, very, very easy to get around. But Japan is blocking all flight bookings into the country. And the U.S. is looking at putting new travel restrictions in place that would call for people to be tested within 24 hours of getting on the flight. So they're shortening the window. Before, it used to be like, you know, a couple days. Every person flying into the country will have to get tested one day before boarding, whether they're vaccinated or not.
I mean, what does that do to businesses? Because it's not really tourism that's getting affected.
No,
it's business.
It's business travel.
And, and they're upset. I mean, South Africa was really upset with restrictions because they're like, hey, we were good and we sounded the alarm on this new variant and you immediately slapped us with like,
they're worried about their economy. Yeah, they're worried about their economy now.
You know, I mean, and to be fair, it's like it's everywhere. Like if South Africa found it, like it's let's just assume everywhere. That it's everywhere, right?
It
like
is.
We may not have any confirmed cases yet, but that's just because we haven't gotten the testing for that like gene pattern. I mean, that's the crazy thing is South Africa's got like some of the best like genome or like, you know, whatever factoring because they've been fighting Ebola and all that stuff for so long that they can map that stuff really quickly. So of course they called it out first and now everyone's like, no.
Remember, so, none of us are doctors, but we did stay at a Holiday Inn.
Thank God you're funny.
I do have a subscription.
Thank God.
What? You're funny.
What?
Because I was just about to
cry.
The
Global Genome Project?
I was just about to cry.
It's pretty interesting to think that that's like the tip of the spear, like that they're like on it over there. The Omaha Mavs lost last night to Edwardsville. But they're back in action. They're going to host Eastern Washington on Saturday. But Creighton.
Basketball.
Yeah, basketball. Basketball. Creighton basketball.
It was cool seeing Josh Lukey's son, little Kyle. So when you go to UNO basketball, you know, you're seeing a lot of local products.
Yes.
You know, guys that played high school ball around here. And Josh's kid, man, he's a baller.
He's not only a baller, he's a very passionate player.
Well, because his dad's in the crowd, and he played for his dad at Creighton Prep, and they won a state championship. Yeah, that was fun to watch.
Oh, my God, that was great to watch.
Because they were down by, like, over 30 at halftime, and then UNO rallied back and made it tight. Lost the game. But, yeah, we got to get more people out there at Baxter Arena.
Yes, we do.
Party's mad at the student body. I know. All the cheerleaders were there. They had the full implement of cheerleaders.
They were all there.
Oh, really?
And regardless of the score, what was going on, they were doing their job, even though there was a trickle of people there. People, you got it. We can't just have parents going to these sports. And that's why I felt bad because I played on bad teams when I was playing sports where nobody showed up. And it's not a fun feeling. Not for any of those kids, you know.
To be fair, it's a Tuesday night game and UNO had just come off two hard losses.
Yeah, two hard losses.
I think hockey's back in town this weekend. Remember, everybody had to go away for the curling tournament.
Hopefully.
Now we're back inside Baxter.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Got to witness a little bit of the fun that's involved with curling last night. Jeff and I went and caught that UNO game, basketball game. And apparently that's when the league is going on that other sheet of ice.
And everybody's walking in with their, they look like janitors.
Yeah.
Like
oh, really?
You show up with your own mop.
Yes.
Like your own soul, like your own little glow mop.
Yeah, it's an
interesting thing. And it's that scrubber. And so they're the club curling guys. And it looks, man, that looks fun. Like dart league or bowling night.
There was a lot of people competing and having fun.
On that second sheet of ice over there at Baxter.
Yeah.
Like we thought we were walking in with the basketball crowd. These were all curlers.
It seemed like there were more curlers than fans yesterday. So
we got to give it a try.
I know. I agree. We talked to one of the guys as we're walking in and kind of asked him how it works. And he just
touched his broom.
I touched his broom.
And he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
He felt another man's broom.
Hand off the stick.
What did it feel like?
It was soft and cushiony. Gosh, I don't. It's just a cushion thing. It's like
so
a leather. Whatever. Yeah.
And he didn't have the magic shoes. He was wearing regular shoes. But he's like, you can get the shoes.
What are the magic shoes? Do they have, like, claws on the bottom?
I think they just have something that helps you walk on
grip.
Ice.
Okay.
Because there's nothing like watching people when they sing the Star Spangled Banner in a hockey game. Yeah. Every once in a while, people take a header.
Yeah, they do.
They stepped on a banana.
Oh, Jeff and I have been on the ice before, and there's many a times I've almost, you know, bloodied that ice.
Oh, I always got to do that when I'd fill in for those Lancer games.
That's scary.
And be the PA announcer, and then between periods, the Zamboni's clearing the ice. And that's where it's dangerous.
That's where it's gotten me.
Right when the Zamboni has just cleared it, and it's all a gleam of wet ice. And they're like, all right, Jeff, you got to go interview one of the players, and I got to make it across the ice, and I always wear nice shoes. That's my biggest fear. I'm going to completely blast the back of my cranium out.
That's what happened.
You went out doing something you loved.
Well, I mean, we were out there doing some just announcements out there in the middle, and Then we got to walk across that sheet. And I'm not familiar with ice. I never played hockey or anything like that. And I didn't realize how slick that gets.
I know.
When all it's wet.
So on Amazon, I'm looking at you can get a air curling broom for about $60 on Amazon.
Okay. Oh.
And I don't know if you could also clean the kitchen floor with it. Is that illegal?
Well, me touching it, our leader Victor even said, don't touch it. You probably got all your greasy. What are you, greasy hands all over. I'm like, what are you?
You're like, hey.
But I wonder if you could practice your form cleaning the kitchen floor. But that's scrub it.
I want to see what the texture is of the broom part. I mean, is it a scrubber?
I think it feels like the bottom of a lizard's testicles.
Oh, now you've narrowed it down for me. Thank you. Well, I just didn't know if it had Brussels?
No, Brussels. It said it's like leather. It's like vinyl. It's like a vinyl pad. I know because I touched it and got my greasy paws all over it.
You touched another man's pad, his stick, and then his pad. He's like, hey, paws off the pad.
So, yeah. I mean, that your commitment is basically, if we wanted to get into the game, is $60 for a curling mop.
Yeah, and I think... Yeah,
and
I
then just the... some shoes, some tennis shoes.
Yes. You got to buy new pads. It looks like
I don't know
that's
if they
one
provide
of the other thing.
If they provide the rock,
you'd have to. That would
this
be
is,
hard.
This
to...
is why Amazon has ruined all retail. I can find all of this with one click. Like I'm buying the same curling rock that everybody bought for $25.
Yes. Why don't you just get the T-shirt? The curling shirt, vintage retro curling stone T-shirt. I want you to just get that. It's only $19.99, and with Prime, you can get it like tomorrow.
Right. I'm already mad if it's not here tomorrow.
Right.
What the F?
Comes in black. Oh, you know what would look really handsome on you? Green and very festive for this time of year.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, looked like fun. It was a lot of people there, and I would have to be the scrubber. Because if you notice, those guys, when they push that rock, they go down to their knee and they slide.
You wouldn't be able to get back up. That'd be a one-way trip for you.
Does that ever happen?
That's how you get injured in curling, is that alone. So, anyway.
It's called the Exarban Curling Club.
Okay. I'm going to look into that.
And how
just
friendly.
Kind of fun to see, though. They're very friendly people.
You go to Exarban Curling Club webpage, and the opening thing says, learn to curl with us.
Okay.
Isn't that kind of cute? Learn to curl?
Yeah, aw. Aw, yeah. All right, the tea. What's coming up?
Well, Mariah Carey, you know, the queen of Christmas, find out what is something she will never do for a date.
All right, we'll get to that next. Hang on.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome to the Big Party Morning Show.
Hey, real quick, we want to say happy birthday. Happy sweet 16th birthday to Haley Foster.
Haley!
Last year she raised 5,525 diapers.
Yeah.
And the story real quickly is Haley and her sister Lexi, every year on Haley's birthday, which is today, it's always before our diaper drive, and instead of gifts on her birthday, she asks for diapers. And she's done it like 10, 12 years.
A long time.
And 5,000. So 5,000 from one kid, you guys can do. You can at least do something, right?
Sure, sure.
So happy birthday, Haley.
Happy birthday, sweet girl.
There's this is our 19th year doing the diaper drive, and there are a lot of people that have been doing it for so long, and we've been a part of it since day one for the most part.
And her family's so proud of it. They all show up with these sweet girls, and they bring us their diapers. So for them, it is a yearly Christmas tradition.
It is.
To come to the diaper drive. So get it started.
All right, we're going to talk to this lovely person real quick. This is Emerson. Emerson, what can we do for you, dear?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
My name is Emerson, and I curled in college, so I had a few things to explain and tips to give you if you wanted to hear them.
Okay, curling on the ice, the sport.
Yes. Yes, it is. So the shoes are actually, one side of them is a furniture slider and the other is a grippy piece. So you can slide, if you watched them when they slide out, and they get really low, they can slide because they have a furniture slider on one side. So that's what the special shoes are.
Okay, like the pads.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so it's really slick. So if you watch them go, the really experienced curlers, when they go down the ice, they slide really far on them, and they look like they're skating. That's because it's not grippy. But I never quite got that far, so I always wore my grippy tennis shoes.
Okay.
And then also, everyone actually throws a stone, so you couldn't just be a sweeper. So the positions are lead, second, vice, and skip. So everyone throws at least two stones in order to curl. So then when you're not throwing, you're sweeping, or the skip is telling you where to throw. So he's the guy at the end in the house, which is what the rings are called, telling you where to throw.
Okay.
Okay.
And are there ever injuries in curling?
Oh, yeah. I definitely, the last match I curled, I absolutely wiped out and hit my head on the ice.
Ooh.
And so I've definitely seen a few people do the same. And so I think head injuries are probably some of the top. But
I mean,
yeah,
is it a
I
head,
know you have to be careful.
Is it a head injury that makes the ice turn red?
No.
Oh, right.
Not usually. I've not seen those. I have seen people crack the ice with their head before.
Oh.
Well, I'm such a hockey fan. I wish they would allow checking. Like, if the other team could just blast you right in the middle of that guy curling
while you're sliding.
He gets checked into the boards.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. And the stick, the broom, what's that? Is that a broom or is mm-hmm. that? Okay.
Yep. Right, a broom. And the bottom is used to just kind of brush debris out of the way. But it also melts the top layer of the ice just a little bit. So that's how you can kind of guide the stone to where you want it to. So that's why they're sweeping so fast, is they're trying to melt the top layer to kind of make it glide
okay.
over the top of it.
Now, my last question, is it a no-no to touch another person's pad on the broom?
Actually, you sweep them off after each end usually. So touching them with the hands, maybe not, because then you could get the grease like you said before. But you can certainly brush them off with a brush to
okay.
get them fixed.
Okay, and they were spread. They didn't have the Zamboni out there. They had people just spraying fresh. It looked like a bunch of people spraying mosquito spray
yes,
all over the place.
Backpacks.
Like, what is that?
Those fertilizer yeah. backpacks, but they had water in them.
Yeah, so they're actually beveling the ice. So the tiny little specks of ice, water land on top and freeze. And then they'll go over the top of it with either a blade or a bunch of stones to kind of rub the top off of that bevel, and that way when you melt the ice, when you're brushing it and you're trying to warm it up, then the water settles into the little divots between the bevels in order to allow the stone to turn more easily and control more easily.
All right.
You're listening to the Curling Podcast on XM 127. Thank you, Emerson. I think we're out of dumb questions.
I'm totally out of dumb questions. Emerson, thanks for sticking in there, calling us and educating us on that, and supporting the show. We appreciate you.
Yes, thank you for being interested in curling.
Yeah, you need to call us whenever we have curling questions, okay?
Which, you know, we might come up with a bunch of really dumb ones soon, so
all right.
Stay tuned.
Thanks, Emerson. Take care, dear.
Thank you.
All right, what's going on with Mariah? Mm-hmm.
She will not date anyone who doesn't like Christmas. Period. Full stop. That is her deal breaker. Of course, she is the queen of Christmas. But, I mean, it's just, that's a hard line to take. She said, there was a person in my life at one time who we won't say names, and they didn't love holidays. And I was like, well, you're the wrong person then, honey. You have to love Christmas.
I mean, it makes sense. I would think that would sound silly for some people. But when you're Mariah Carey, you're in the Christmas business.
Well, exactly.
Who doesn't like Christmas?
I know, you can't have a screw. Well, some people don't. So
they don't celebrate. I mean, there's a vast majority of people around the world that don't celebrate Christmas.
Okay, all right.
And I think that there's some people that it's a deal breaker if you're too into Christmas.
I would agree.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like the people that are so into it.
Oh, they got little miniature things and this and that and this. They have no kids.
There was a friend of mine growing up.
I'm saying if you were a Grinch, you wouldn't be a good match for a...
And her mom had a Christmas room in the house.
Year-round
Christmas room. So like you're like, it's like July, you're going to use the bathroom and you're like walking through the halls of Santa. You're like, your mom.
The halls of Santa.
Like,
wow.
There's a whole lot of stuff going on in that room. She's like, I never go in that room. I'm like, well, I couldn't help it. I was on my way to the bathroom. And by the way, did you know it's July? She's like, oh, it's the Christmas room. It's always Christmas.
So then at Christmas time, though, did the rest of the house get decorated?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was extra during Christmas, but then the rest of the year, oh, I thought maybe you're just lazy and you're storing all your Christmas.
No, that's what I was they love say, Christmas yeah. so much that they have a whole room dedicated to Christmas in their home. And then there was another person I knew who loved Christmas so much. They had hundreds. They collected nutcrackers.
Okay.
And so you would go to their house around Christmas time and they had this huge table and it was just like 100 nutcrackers lined up. I mean, just
That actually sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, it was wild. My family has a bunch of nutcrackers because we lived in Germany. Mm. And I don't think we ever used them as a nutcracker, though, to be honest with you.
They'll probably break. They're made out of wood.
Yeah, they're made out of wood.
Pieces of art. I mean, they're not meant to be. And then other ones, it's like, yeah, those are the... But, I mean, you can really go down the rabbit hole on nutcrackers. They can get awfully pricey, apparently.
I'm not sure if Emerson's still listening, but if you know anything about nutcrackers, we have questions.
Yes.
Emerson called about curling. If you're that nutcracker person, we want to hear from you today.
All right, 938-9400. Happy birthday to Haley.
It's just a really cool story. I was showing Party.
Yeah, I was.
Our Facebook history with her mom, Lindsay, who messages every year on the diaper drive, we see the pictures of the kids literally growing up because we see them every year right after a birthday. And it like means the world to these kids. We just kind of get out of the way. They show up and throw all the diapers in the truck.
Yes.
So that's one family.
That's one.
That brings a little girl that brings 5,000 diapers. That's how we get to a million.
Yeah, there are people out there that we met when they're infants. And this is like their 18th year and they're graduating from... Like these are... I've known some of these people longer than I've known a lot of my friends.
Longer than you've known Wylene.
Longer than I've known the sweet Wylene.
And you're married to her.
Yeah.
So we know there's other kids doing these birthday things, which is really kind of cool.
Absolutely.
These kids have learned empathy, which we didn't have when we were children.
No, not at all.
I was still complaining about not getting a suit of armor.
Yeah. All right, we got what's trending coming up next. Molly, what's up?
It's a wonderful time of the year. People are gearing up for a lot of holiday firsts this year. People are excited.
All right. Get to that next. Hang on.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This is What's Trending on the Big Party Morning Show.
Holiday firsts are one of the most exciting things that people look forward to during the holidays, whether that's a first holiday with a significant other, new baby. But as many Americans start planning their first, almost post-COVID holiday, 7 in 10 think it'll be a holiday season for the history books.
As in good.
Yes, good. That everybody's looking forward to connecting this holiday season. And what it's looking like is that people are very focused on connections and experiences. That when it comes to the holidays specifically, like hosting is, for the first time, ranks one of the most memorable firsts. A lot of people didn't get together last year. And so reconnecting with family is going to be one of the big highlights of this holiday season.
Or if you don't like your family, last year was awesome.
Oh, God, wouldn't it be if you just fought with your family all the time?
And we're only 25 days out, people. Today's December 1st.
I'd snuck up quickly.
I know.
And one of the big things this year is the buy now, pay later. If you've been shopping online, you've probably seen this for a while, but Black Friday really got it going. So if you go to purchase something, I don't know if you've noticed this, like even if you just go to like J. Crew, let's say, and you buy a t-shirt, they're like, want to buy now and pay later? You're like, in four installments? I think I'll just buy the t-shirt now. Well, PayPal is one of the people behind that, and they said that they saw nearly 400% increase in people taking advantage of this program on Black Friday.
Buy here, pay later?
So it's buy now, pay later. So what you'll see it is it's through different financial institutions. You'll go on
layaway? I mean, isn't that just layaway like they used to have and just...
It's like now layaway. Like gone are the days of like just layaway. This is like the modern version of layaway, and it's through different financial institutions. It's not like you're going into Walmart and setting it aside and paying $5 whenever you can. This is a set schedule. Usually it's four installments. They say during Black Friday, their volume on the buy now, pay later option was 400% over last year, that they did some like nearly million transactions alone on Black Friday. And I mean, they're seeing like $1 billion in processing. That's going to be the hot thing. Industry advocates are saying the buy now, pay later programs are preferable to credit cards because like you know what you're getting into up front because it's fixed monthly payments. There's not like a surprise, you know, like, oh, 20% add on at the end. But I've been seeing it. I just haven't done it yet. The buy now, pay later. El Chapo's wife is headed to prison.
Three years.
Mrs. Chapo. Right. Mrs. Chapo. Well, she's super young, too. Remember, she was like a Mexican model, I believe.
Something like that.
Yeah. And you got to give her credit for standing by her man. She's been in the States and went to his trial when they sent him to the Supermax. How much time are they giving her?
Only three. She pleaded guilty, and yeah, now she's going to be sitting in the pokey.
She's 32. She'll be out by she's 35. Good behavior, maybe even before that.
Narcos on Netflix is so good. The season where it's the cartels in Mexico.
Yeah.
Party at the rate he's going.
I'll get to it.
3 years from now?
You're taking it slow?
I don't know what's going on. It's like, well, I gave her Wileen the remote because there's two different Narcos. And then so I'm watching the current one. And then next, you know, we're on Narcos again. And she had started it. And now we're watching other episodes. And I'm like, this looks familiar.
Well, it's really good.
And I realize that Wileen has started the earlier one. And I'm watching. So everything's all gobbly-gooped up. So it's really
I'm
good.
Still behind, too. But I just got to the point where it's El Chapo. It's the real story of the cartels.
Yeah.
And I'm my God, that's El Chapo. They call him Little Chapito because he's like an underling.
Okay.
So it's fictionalized. It's like historical fiction type of thing.
Yep. Okay. But he's a hustler. He just started going out on his own and digging tunnels under the U.S. border.
Yep.
Have you seen the big thing?
Pictures of those tunnels? Those are built.
They're nice tunnels. I mean, don't they have like trams underneath them? Yeah. I mean, one of the ones that I saw had like a whole rail system. I mean, it was like super... Ooh. Yeah, no.
Well, I was like, these are nice.
As far as like underground tunnels go, like, these are definitely top notch.
Cartel's giving her a tour late at night.
This is really nice. So this is where all the coca, is that how you say the coca?
Wow.
Goes back and forth. She's got a glass of Chardonnay.
Exactly. Sipping. Ooh. The coca. Is this climate controlled down here? Because it doesn't feel damp at all. I mean, and you would think for underground.
Peter's just terrified. I was just taking the tour. It's really nice.
So tell me more about your drug mule program. What do I need to do? How do I get on board?
All right.
Well, she's going to jail. Nebraska State Patrol is starting to use drones to help clear up traffic accidents quicker. So it's a new tool that'll save travelers time, money when they investigate traffic crashes. And, you know, sometimes it takes like 2.5 hours to clean up a scene. And they're saying with the use of these drones, they've been able to get it down to just 45 minutes.
Because that drone can fly around and record everything.
Yep.
Yes.
Boom, boom.
And then get out of there sooner and go look at it. So that is a realistic Christmas gift. Get your kids. And it was last year. It'll be next year. Get your kids a drone and get them on the process of learning how to drive a drone. Because in the future, almost every industry could use it.
They all are using it more and more. I saw it. I just told Jeff I saw a drone on the way to work yesterday, like at 72nd and L. And it was really high up there. And I thought, is that a helicopter? And so I stuck my head out This is like at 5:15 in the morning. I think it maybe is an alien.
Or a drone. But so state patrol guys.
I think probably alien.
Or drone drivers. You know, they got to go to drone school.
Yeah, they're going to have like 30 of them ready to go.
Okay.
And I saw Scott Vlasic sitting across from us at the UNO basketball game last night, and he's with the aviation program at UNO. And I don't know what level of drone, if they have a drone school there.
Okay.
But, you know, that industrial level with the major quadcopters, and you could be a surveyor or like farmers now. You go check on your livestock from your couch with your drone.
Isn't that amazing that they can do that?
Yeah. I know insurance companies have been using it. Like, you know, when there are big hailstorms to check roofs.
Yep.
Yes.
You know, that they've been able to do that for assessments.
Real estate.
That's been a game changer.
They're all using it. Everyone's using it.
Bro, do you even drone, bro?
I don't drone yet.
I do not. I do not drone.
We just drone on.
We do drone. We do tend to drone. Just some droning on.
A 3-foot-long skull of an ancient reptile was found in South America. This thing just looks unbelievably creepy. It was a marine reptile that lived over 100 million years ago. They're still finding new stuff, new creatures that just, you know, pop up out of the goo. I guess it grew up to be about 10 feet long and then had this 3-foot-long skull. They say the huge skull indicates that the carnivorous reptile was capable of eating large prey and was more fearsome than previously thought.
And how far back? How old do they think it was?
100 million years ago.
And how old is man? I mean, we don't have
to. Not even that close. I mean.
No.
I don't think.
So, like, nobody had to run from this.
No.
Not that we know of.
We hadn't crawled out of the primordial goo yet.
You know, it could have been. I guess it could have been. We just haven't found any. I wish dinosaurs existed now.
Listen, Jurassic Park, if we learned anything from our magic of Hollywood, it would go terribly wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Because like Jeff Goldblum says, it finds a way. Right. Life finds a way.
Yes, it's chaos. Right. What a BSer. His character, he's not saying anything.
No,
he's not.
He's just selling it. Whoa, puts a drop of water on his hand. Where's it going to go?
You don't
know.
He's
basically a crappy magician.
And Molly's into magic, we found out yesterday. So
I mean, his kind of magic. I think Jeff Goldblum is adorable.
I love the guy. I do. Also,
he's got a whole show on Apple TV that I have yet to dive into. And it's like The Wonderful World of Jeff Goldblum.
Okay.
I mean, and it's just him and his wacky glasses being all tall and goofy and wearing weird clothes. So
yeah, women,
I don't know why I haven't watched
women
it.
Love him,
women love him. He's got some interesting mojo.
Yeah, I recently read an article where they were interviewing people that know him or have worked with him over the years, men and women, and they're like, it's unbelievable. This guy will get into an elevator, and by the time we go the 10 floors, the women in the elevator who might not have even known who he was will be like, I love you. Like, they're like, he just has something. He has that.
He's like a real-life Austin Powers.
Yes.
There you go.
Completely. And to look at him, I mean, it's so crazy to think that he turned into this total smoldering hunk, because it's like Jeff Goldblum, right? Like, awkward,
I mean, I think
he checks
the basic boxes. He's tall.
There you go. He's tall.
Tall is a big starter for the ladies. They like tall.
Probably Tall's funny. Good. Very funny.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't
relatable.
Know. Tall, dark, and handsome.
Yep.
I mean, there you just go. He can play piano.
How about short, fat, and balding? You don't usually you don't really see that on a lot of lists. Lower your standards, lady. You can do worse.
You will.
Oh, we'll be back. Stay with us.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Hello, I'm Big Party. I'm short, fat, and bald.
Hey, ladies! Hey,
we love you!
Real quick, diaper drive, of course, is a little, it's a week from, drop-off is a week from this Friday. And I'm just going to let you guys know, if you're in the area of 144th and DuPont Court, there's a place called Braces Omaha. It's a drop-off site. They just sent us a message. 24/7. They've collected a lot. And I believe they're saying the doctor is going to match whatever they do.
Wow.
Is what they
That's
said.
Really generous.
So if you need a place to drop them off, say you can't make it down to the diaper drive, you can just go there.
And we know a lot of people are doing their own little collections, and the reason we don't, normally name all of them because we don't want to confuse. We want you to bring them to us.
We want to meet you.
At the Linden Market Hy-Vee.
Yes.
On those 2 days. A lot of collection places, lots of doctors groups. Again, Titan Medical's huge.
They're
going to bring always the largest or close to the largest collection of diapers. But maybe someone will knock them off the mountain.
Tonight, there's Lights on Dundee, and they're collecting. Places they're collecting for the diaper drive. Yeah, Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab is collecting. So is Dark Horse Salon. They're collecting diapers for the Channel 94.1 diaper drive. That Lights on Dundee is such a fun
Is that when they light it all up and,
yes.
and everything?
So it's like from 5 to 8. So like Mr. and Mrs. Claus are there. You can get pictures, build gingerbread houses. Like there's this whole... I mean, it's really neat. They have Christmas carols sung, and it's so nice out that it's going to be like a really beautiful night to actually be out and about. And the lights in Dundee, Dundee's such a sweet little neighborhood. So if you're out and about, you're thinking about it there. If you go ahead and donate, you can get some stuff like free curry fries from Amsterdam if you bring in diapers.
Did you say Dark Force Salon?
Dark Horse.
That's a dark interesting horse. Name.
Yeah. I know, isn't that a cool
name? They donate
name?
Every year.
Yeah.
How many years have they been around now? I guess I don't remember. But
I didn't know if they came out last year, but I know in 2019 they came out because we took photos with them.
Yeah.
And they bring in a ton. And one of their big collection nights is this Lights on Dundee.
Okay. I do like that name, though. Like you said, Jed, Dark Horse.
I thought of her, she said Dark Force, though, that I was just like, that's foreboding.
Yeah.
Like, you come out of there and you have a wizard's hairdo.
Exactly. Dark Horse. I wonder if Dark Horse Salon can give me my wolf cut.
Right. Wolf cut.
Go for it. I wish you would.
I know. I just,
know what's
I mean,
wrong. I, you know,
I can't get in anywhere. I mean, like, the time is a ticking. But, when I'm in town, maybe Dark Horse Salon can help me out.
I want you to get the wolf cut. Get the wolf
I
cut.
I really want the wolf cut.
You should
You've
get
convinced
it.
Me.
All right, we have...
Dire Wolf.
The Dire Wolf.
All right, Game of Thrones.
The tea's coming up, Molly.
Fair Abraham is back.
All right.
Local celebrity.
Oh, let's fill in on that next.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
If it's influencing us,
we're talking about it.
Ooh. Time to spill the tea.
Farrah Abraham is going to make her return to Teen Mom. Got an upcoming Teen Mom family reunion, and apparently she has mended fences with... the people at MTV and some of her fellow teen moms.
Yeah, because she was Teen Mom OG.
Yes.
Original gangster.
The original.
So the new series is teased tonight. The preview's part of the latest like Teen Mom OG reunion. And so there's like a whole thing going on. Teen Mom family reunion premieres in January.
They should tell them it's like a Teen Mom reunion and then drop them in the middle of one of those road rules.
Oh,
real world battle royale. Because, that still is happening in a parallel universe.
Sure.
Where they're doing like Fear
battle.
Factor games.
Let them battle. Somehow battle, better yet. I don't even know what real.
What's it like in the lobby at MTV? Like when you're meeting other guests? Now, what show were you on?
Yes. Oh, wow.
Were you on Cribs or My Sweet 16?
Road Rules? No.
No, I'm Teen Mom OG.
Oh, you're on the wrong floor then. Adele is making a Vegas residency happen. Announced that the Grammy award-winning artist will be at Caesar's Palace in the new year, January 21st through April 16th. It's called Weekends with Adele because it'll just be Friday and Saturdays at Caesar's Coliseum.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool venue, by the way. I think a lot of the... residencies go there. I think Usher's there this December. It's about 4,100 people, so there'll be plenty of opportunity to grab tickets to go see the Adele.
Shawn Mendes has a new song coming out tonight.
Does he
It's
really?
Called It'll Be Okay.
Oh, no.
I don't know who he's trying to convince.
Well, he dumped her.
She's Is like, that the latest?
Yes, he dumped her, and, she...
According to who?
According to my sources. No, I was just reading that she's pretty heartbroken, and I got mad. I got mad.
That he broke her heart.
God, what's wrong with me? And she dyed her hair some crazy mint green, which looked pretty good. But that's all. That's what I read. I don't know.
Yeah, we were always worried about. We were always worried before about that. We were worried about her, him, that she would dump him.
Yeah, that's right.
Because she seems a little bit more cooler and adult, or a little bit more advanced.
Yes,
she's older than he is.
Okay,
so there is that. It's coming out at 6 o'clock tonight. It'll Be Okay, which is leading a lot of Shawn Mendes fans to think that this is going to be about the breakup. I mean, it'd be a pretty quick turnaround to have a song, but I suppose heartache can be very inspirational. Cardi B is the first rapper to get diamond status. She's the first female rapper with two diamond singles. She was very excited, got two diamond records. Thank you so much. One of them was the one that she did with Maroon 5. You know, that was the Girls Like You. That was one of her diamond status songs. So, I mean, she's having quite a year. Had a new baby, you know, crushing it at the AMAs as the hosting duty. People said that she was, I mean, she had like 17 costume changes. And then now diamonds. Billie Eilish sat down for the fifth year for a sweet little Vanity Fair interview session. She's been doing this now on the same day and answering the same questions, and it's a cool sort of time capsule of how she has evolved.
All right, here's a clip right here. It talks about how many followers she has, and what famous person has followed her from year one to year five.
I have 257,000.
I have 6.3 million.
40.7 million.
67.5 million.
I have 94.1 million followers.
The most followed person that follows me is Chloe Grace Moretz.
Katy Perry, maybe.
Justin Bieber.
Ariana Grande.
Kylie Jenner. 275 million. It's way too many followers, girl.
They should put that side by side with a clip of a guy devolving the opposite direction. You know?
I had 100 like followers.
Like a balding me being like, I got like 24. My parents just unfriended me.
It's cool, though. How much less hair do you have this year from last year? Oh, they do like a measurement, a percentage. We get to watch like your little monk circle grow on the back of your head.
I'm like, pretty sure I got 7. I'm getting fatter. I think I got 7. I think half of them are bots, though.
Pretty sure that wasn't me.
That wasn't me, by the way. That was the chair.
You're standing.
That's pretty neat, though. I think parents should do that with their kids. They should.
Yes.
Didn't you start doing that, Molly? Didn't you do something?
Yeah, I recorded my daughter the night before she turned 10 and asked her questions. And it was like really, I didn't mean it to be, but it ended up to be a real tearjerker. I mean, it was just a neat capsule of like, what have you liked about, what are you looking forward to?
And you're going to do this every year now, right?
I think I want to. You should. I mean, it was like, it was something where I'm like, I should do this. I always forget that you can just record. Like we grew up and it was, you know, special to do video. And now everybody just has it and it's like, you catch everything.
You want to do that, Jeff?
Do you print your photos though?
Sometimes I do, yeah, for ones like for the frames or for the grandparents. Grandparents are still very analog.
Hey, we do it too. We've been doing it too.
Yeah, I don't think enough people are printing them. We all have a million photos, but until you hit print on that, that's digital dust that's just going to be gone in the wind.
I printed out a couple photos. I mean, you don't have to print out a bunch of them. I just print out a couple of them and I put it on the refrigerator.
Oh, nice.
Of Wylene in the pups, you know. So, you know, I don't know. Because we had, I mean, like 4,000 photos on my phone. They just sit there. Don't know what to do with them, but I think we all have the same problem. All right, who do we have on coming on next hour? We have
T.J. Miller.
T.J. Miller.
Tickets on sale still for tomorrow night's show. He's going to be at the Funny Bone, but get moving and book him. Funny Bone, Omaha, as the rest of the shows are all filling out fast. So you can still see T.J. Miller at the Funny Bone tomorrow night.
All right, so 9:15-ish, we'll be chatting with T.J., so stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel
94.1. All right, hello.
Hello.
December 1st. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, y'all are in for a treat because we got some killer stand-up at the Funny Bone tomorrow night. TJ Miller, the Philosophy Circus Tour. You got to grab these tickets, though, now. Sold out through the weekend. You can still check out the show tomorrow night, 21 or over. We've got TJ Miller on the phone. Good morning, TJ.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, buddy?
How's it going? Really good. Excited to be a part of the big party. Not the medium-sized party, not a smaller party, the big party.
That's right.
Exactly.
We're joking around a little earlier about some of the questions I ask people when I get them on the air. And my first one was going to come to you do you have any children that you're not telling us about?
Yeah, well, we haven't, talked in a little while. So,
I'm kidding.
I didn't want to bring this up on air, but it's yours. And
you're on the hook, bud.
So, you're on the hook for the whole thing.
Oh, man.
It's a weird one, but it had a lot to do with science, but it was your baby. I carried it.
Okay. Magic.
And I'm looking for you. Right. So it's like the Arnold Schwarzenegger film, okay? And so it's important that we talk this out because I want you, if you're not going to pay child support,
right,
I at least want you to watch the kid on Monday through Thursday and then Thursday through Sunday.
Okay, got it.
Just to help out.
That is a deal.
You do have quite a thing with the kids, though. My kids just were raving about you. We watched the Ice Age Mammoth Christmas. And they're like, wait a minute, I know that guy's voice. That Prancer voice is from Dragons. And they seriously love your voice.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah, I was just on the plane, and Kate and I saw, I don't know, where was it? It was in a Sprinter van, and they had a television, and I was looking through stuff on Disney Plus, and it said Ice Age Mammoth Christmas, and I said, Kate, I'm in this.
Yes.
She goes, oh, yeah, who are you? I said, Prancer, the arrogant reindeer, which I never thought I would say that in my life. Growing up, I was not like, I'm Prancer, the arrogant reindeer.
But you were.
Like something, but I was.
Yeah.
And, my God, that's so funny. I can't believe it.
That's exactly where we watched it, too.
I want you guys to know that. Yeah, so I said, I'm Prancer, the arrogant reindeer. And she goes, oh, yeah, that's right. And I said, do you want to watch it? And she goes, no. No, I don't want to watch it. And it was this really funny moment where she's like, TJ, just because you're in something doesn't mean we have to watch a holiday animated special in the back of a Sprinter van right now. She was like, we should maybe watch something a little bit more appropriate for adults, for two people that are in love.
Yeah.
Something romantic. So we watched Sweet Home Alone, the remake of Home Alone.
Okay.
So that was really good.
Now, are you bringing the lovely Kate along with you to Omaha?
Usually I do, because unfortunately, she's got work here. She's an artist and a big deal in New York City. So she's working out here and can't come with me. But, I may have mentioned this, but Colleen Quinn, who owns the Funny Bone, was the officiant of our wedding.
Yes.
And so Kate usually does come down because, she loves to see Colleen and hang out. So we're going to miss that this year, but that means that I'll be completely open to care for our child.
All right.
You can visit the little tyke and all that stuff. And we can watch The Adventures of the Arrogant Reindeer Prancer.
I love Ice Age
Mammoth Christmas 2, right, which I produced on my own. And the animation isn't as good because it's just pieces of paper and me doing all the voices. But that'll be a fun thing that we can watch together.
That's okay. I think it sounds lovely. And what a great follow-up for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
It is a great follow-up for the holidays.
We love Colleen and the Funny Bone.
Yeah.
And we should remind people again, they can see TJ Miller tomorrow night at the Funny Bone. And that's you got to go fast because the rest of the shows are sold out after Thursday.
That's right.
Yeah, it's just a few tickets left on Thursday. And you got to get those tickets because if you want to get the real deal peanut butter, I'm unleashing my line of peanut butter upon the great people of Nebraska.
Really?
Specifically Omaha, not Lincoln. Right. But I have my own line of I have my own line. Nothing against Lincolners that are listening.
Way to get the penny
Lincoln
in there.
Listeners, as I call them. Right, exactly. I have a line of peanut butter along with my hot sauce, and this is all available on TJMillerDoesNotHaveAWebsite.com. And so that is that's really, really fun too, because other comedians sell merch, but it's like T-shirts and hoodies and stuff that you just don't need. And I love right now that I'm sort of selling a line of peanut butter and hot sauce. The hot sauce is great, and I've been doing that for a little while. But the peanut butter is new, and it is seriously delicious. I have cherry chocolate, coconut chocolate, and toffee crispy with toffee, milk chocolate, almonds, and Rice Krispies. Yeah, that's my take on the crunchy peanut butter.
For
the
real?
The TB&J.
Really?
PB&J. That's right. That's what it's called. PB&J. And it's gourmet peanut butter. So people say to me, does this go good on a sandwich? I said, be quiet. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Use a spoon. Eat it directly out of the jar. And then tell me if you ever need to involve anything else. Yes. Like a true drunken adult. Okay?
Exactly.
Eat the peanut butter out of the jar.
Now, TJ, how long have you been up back out on the road? How's the tour going so far?
Well, you know, it was a year in September, but that has been a strange odyssey of a year, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And so it's just been so touch and go each place they go. Some places I'll sell out because they never got COVID, you know, Tampa, Florida, you know. And then other places it won't be, people are still kind of scared. And so it would vary from region to region. And what I found is that it's been really rewarding because the audiences are so appreciative. But you know, I go to places and everybody has masks on and they're still trepidatious about, you know, laughing. And then I'll go other places like Oklahoma City and I'll say, you know, so how are you guys doing during the pandemic? And they're like, wait, what? What do you mean? What are you talking about? Right now, I heard there was something crazy going on the news, but I thought that was just, you know, it's not Trump related, so I wasn't really listening. So I don't, you said there's a pan what? A dam a who? A nick a what? And so, you know, that's just been an interesting experience for me because I really am kind of going through the, you know, I know, I love people who are like, well, you know, these two people in Florida, they're in Texas, and, you know, and I go, have you been to any of these places? And they go, well, no, but I watch on MSNBC. And I'm like, well, then you don't know anything about it because I'm actually going to these places. So that's kind of a fun Trump card in the sense that I actually am traveling the United States and seeing what it's like. And for the most part, people are just, you know, doing their best to get through and keep keeping on and, you know, going to a stand-up show, seeing live entertainment. That's a big part of what we all need to be doing.
Absolutely.
To sort of get back into the real life of it. And so it's just been great. And I was posting about this online, but I, you know, you can see me on the internet at Teenage Millionaire on Instagram and Not TJ Miller on Twitter and my podcast Cashing In with TJ Miller, my friend Cash Levy, interviews guests. He's had a tough time getting guests on. The only guest that's been on the podcast in about 7 years. But I was posting about online that, you know, what we need live entertainment because it's always different and it's always engaging and it's always just for the audience that night. And I do a ton of improvisation. And actually in Omaha, I'm doing this this really cool thing. Again, only tickets for Thursday night. Everything else is sold out. So get them now as I'm talking. And if you get to see the show, at the end of the show, I'm doing this thing called the set list, which is a completely improvised stand-up set.
Fun.
Where I am only given the names of jokes, and they flash up on a screen behind me. And then I have to completely improvise those jokes. And I do about 10 of them, and, you know, some of them go great. Some of them maybe don't connect. One or two might not be funny at all. And because it's all improvised, it's stand up without a net. You know,
I love
it's really
that.
A high wire act. And it's so fun. And then, but it's hilarious because we've done a few of these because I'm producing them. We're taping it. So these are like mini specials. And it's so funny because I had somebody come up to me after one of these shows and he said, was that really all improvised? And I said, yeah, it was. And he goes, wow, yeah, because some of them weren't that funny. Like, yeah, thank you. Thanks for coming up after the show and letting me know that a couple didn't quite hit the way they should have.
I love feedback.
And then I kind of looked at him. Yeah, I love this. My favorite thing. Here, meet my son. He and I carried him for, no, he's, you know, and I kind of looked at the guy and go, well, wait a second. So you thought that I had written all this stuff and I wrote some of them to not go that well? And he looked at me and goes, yeah, I guess I believe you. that it was improvised. Please, more of these guys.
TJ, how long did you have to carry that baby? What is male gestation? Is it a few hours, weeks, months?
Well, I was taking whey protein, so all it right. was really just a few hours. Right. It was an uncomfortable couple hours. I got to be honest with you.
And I'm such a bad parent.
I'm trans. Yeah, don't worry about it. It's okay. But
I don't even know our baby's name.
Into a woman. I was transitioning. It's tiny party for now. Okay. It's tiny soiree.
It's That's baby party. It is.
Tiny soiree. And dude. We hope one day it'll grow into a big, strong party.
There
That's
you go.
What I'm hoping for.
Hey, TJ, thanks for jumping on, man. Welcome back to Omaha when you get here, too. When you get here tomorrow?
Yeah, I actually get here tonight.
Oh, tonight. Okay, good deal.
I give Colleen our love and very hilarious TJ Miller. You guys can get tickets, get them, go online right now. Omaha Funny Bone.
Thank you, guys.
All right, TJ. Brother. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right.
TJ
Very funny, TJ Miller. Take advantage of it because there's still tickets available to the show tomorrow night. It's a 7:30 show. It is 21 and over. Special engagement. TJ Miller, the Philosophy Circus Tour.
All right, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, again, don't forget Diaper Drive is upon us, and you should be collecting your diapers, hopefully, and getting ready to drop it off next Friday over at the Linden Market Hy-Vee on 132nd and Dodge, right in the parking lot. You can't miss us.
December 10th, December 11th, just Friday, Saturday. Two quick days, so hopefully we can hit our mark.
Yeah, I know. Today's going to be a great day to get out. Tomorrow's going to be even better.
A lot of people do diaper drives now year-round.
Yeah, they do.
We like
trying to get them all going.
We like to proudly feel like we are the
diaper drive.
Like the Ohio State. This is the diaper drive in Omaha, Nebraska.
It is. And we're counting on everybody. So do what you can. All right.
TJ Miller's Funny Bone tomorrow night.
Get
Hurry
those
up.
Tickets
Go
tomorrow.
OmahaFunnyBone.com. You're going to have to get them today.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's at 7. Every other show sold out.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a safe day. Do yourself good.
Peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Channel 94.1.
Big Party Show.
I wake up every morning
with the Big Party Morning Show.
I found myself having to apologize to my husband yesterday morning. He woke up and he was like, "You owe me an apology." Apparently, I dream cheated on him. He was like, "No, it really spooked me. Like, it was so real."
Because your brain doesn't know the difference between the conscious and the subconscious.
I went out with the girlfriends. He waited up for me. I blew way past what I said was my curfew. And then when I got home, I was jerky about it. And then lording over him the fact that I'm like, "Absolutely cheated on you."
You spiked the football?
Yes.
I mean, you should have handled it all cocky in the real world because you didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
I think when he said, "I had a dream that you cheated on me and you spiked the football," and you should have said, "And what did you do about it?" Let me guess, nothing. Now take out the trash.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.